It certainly is good to be learning Maseches Megillah before Purim. So then, we have a lot to say here. So let's talk halacha l'maisa. Our daf talks about standing for Mikra Megillah. Is there an inyan to stand? Do you have to stand? Are you allowed to sit? Who has to stand? So let's see the different sheetas. The Gemara here says, Hakari Asa Megillah Omed V'yoshev. The Gemara in Chaf Aleph says, read the Megillah, you can stand or sit. And this is referring to the reader of the Megillah. And Rashi explains that standing and sitting are the same. Yosheva Omed, they're both equal. No difference between the two. And the Pnei Yeshua says, the Chiddush of Rashi is that it's also Lichachil to sit while reading the Megillah. The Rashba has a girsa that says, Hakari Asa Megillah Omed V'yoshev Yatsa. Now, when the Gemara says yatsa, that doesn't usually imply lechatchil. It means it's okay after the fact. And he understands that even though it says yotze, this would imply that it's bidiyaved. The Mishnah still understands that the sitting for Kriyas Megillah is lechatchil as well. This is an exception to the rule, he says, where yotze doesn't mean it's okay bidiyaved, but even lechatchil it's allowed. And his proof is the next part of the Mishnah, because the next part of the Mishnah says that if one or two people split up the reading of the Megillah, you're still yotze. And it's clear from our Gemara that splitting up the Megillah between 1 or 10 or 20 readers is still lechatchil 100%. So we see here that the word yotze in the Mishnah is lechatchila, and therefore that phrasing of yotze can mean that sitting or standing is lechatchila as well. The Iyan Yaakov is on the Ein Yaakov, the Agadah. So the Iyan Yaakov always tries to take the halachic or the agadic pieces of the Gemara and show them how there's halacha embedded in them, and shows how even the Agadata has halacha. So the Iyan Yaakov says that there's a hint to standing and sitting for the Megillah. In the Bracious Rabbah, the Medrash says, B'shar Shekadosh Baruch Hu Dan Es Yisrael, when Hashem judges the Jewish people, Dan O Son Me'umad, he judges them while they're standing. Mekatzer B'din U'mefasher B'din. And it's very quick and it's very to the point for the benefit of the Jewish people. Aval kashu danas umas olam, when Hashem judges the nations of the world, dan meyushev medaktik b'din, he's sitting, it's very serious, and he's very careful in everything, going over all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Umarach b'din, it's very long. There's a difference between how Hashem judges us, the Jewish people, where we kind of have an in with the judge, and it's going to be kind of quick and to the point, where the nations of the world have a more strict type of judgment. So in the story of the Megillah, both the Jewish people are judged for their sins, and Haman and his sons are judged for their sins. And therefore, when we read the Megillah, there's an aspect of standing because of the Jewish people, there's an aspect of sitting, and the Megillah reflects both of those ideas, to sit and to stand, reflecting on the two aspects of din that go on in the Megillah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah in Perek Beis, based on the Yerushalmi, Kara Omed O Yoshev, read the Megillah standing or sitting, Yatsa Afilu B'tzibur, even if you're reading in public, Avalo Yikra B'tzibur Yoshev Lechatchila Mipnei Kavarat Tzibur. But he says, Lechatchila, when you're reading B'tzibur, it's good for the reader to stand because of Kavod HaTzibur. And this is Sayyid LaHalacha by the Shulchan Aruch and Tafrei Tzadi, and that is Halacha LaMaisa. L'chadchila, the person reading the Megillah should stand. B'diyeved, it would be Yotze if he would have to sit. And we're even more lean here, obviously, when it comes to Halachas of Smicha, leaning generally in Halacha, when we require somebody to stand for something, we don't allow Smicha leaning. But in this case, we would allow the Kori, the reader of the Megillah, to be more lenient about leaning as well. And this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. There is a comment of the Chastei David, of David Pardo, who is one of the great Rabbanim in Turkey. So in his Tosefta, in Perek Gimel of Megillah, he says if the Tzibor sits for the Megillah, then it's the kavod of the Tzibor that the Chazan also sits. Interesting. He says, that if the Tzibor is sitting, then the Chazan should do what the Tzibor is sitting, and he should sit as well. That is not the halacha, certainly for Ashkenazim. I don't know what goes on by Sfardim, but we definitely prefer that the Chazan stand for Kriyas Megillah, even if we are sitting. There's a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in Or Chaim in Siman Aleph has a question. He says, regarding the standing of the Megillah, he says, we know from the Gemara earlier in Masachas Megillah that Kriyas Zuhi Hilula, that the reading of the Megillah takes the place of halal, right? There's a machlokes in the Gemara. Why don't we say halal on Purim? Either because it wasn't a full regula, since we're still in Galus, or because the reading of the Megillah is our halal. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's the case. So why should we even have a havamim to be allowed to sit? if he's reading Hallel, essentially, for the Tzibor, then the person reading the Hallel should stand. When we say Hallel in Shul, we stand. And if the Megillah is taking the place of Hallel, so that we should have to stand, says the Chasam Sofer. This is an extension of the famous Chiddush of the Meiri, where the Meiri says that if you don't have Megillah on Purim day, Purim night, you should read Hallel, because you have to be Yosei Hallel, says the Meiri. If you don't have a Megillah, you'd have to read Hallel in its place. But this is the question of the Chasam Sofer. So based on this, in fact, Rav Yosef Engel, the chief rabbi of Krakow, writes in the Gaon Yonah HaShas, on our daf, the Meikar Adin, one must stand when reading Megillah during the day, because Hallel is always said during the day and not at night. And if you read Megillah during the day, it is a real form of Hallel. And says Rav Yosef Engel, you have to stand and read the Megillah during the day. It's not an option. Nevertheless, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Mikra Kodesh in Perek Lamed Aleph, he repeats this again in the Har Tzvi, in the Tshuvas Nor HaChaim in Chelek Beis. He says that it's not so strange that we sit during the Megillah, since during Hallel and Leil HaSeder, we also sit. So it's not so strange that we sit when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. In fact, he cites the Shibboleth HaLekut, who says that because of the Tircha, we sit by Leil HaSeder when we say Hallel. We sit when we say Hallel on the Pesach night because it's a tircha to stand up and sit down in the meal. You got to stand twice, two parts of Hallel during the Seder. So the Shibboleth HaLekut says this is why we sit. Therefore, it would certainly also be a tircha on Purim. Hallel, if you're in a fast minyan, it takes 3 minutes. If you're in a shlepi minyan, it takes 20 minutes. But the Megillah is going to take a half hour. The whole tzibur is going to have to stand for Mikra Megillah. He says that's certainly a tircha, and therefore certainly appropriate to sit as well. And regardless, we see that standing is nam akiv the halal, as we see from the Rambam. And Rashi Pesach Frank goes on to say that it may be that the Megillah has an aspect of halal, but there's no dine halal. Just because kriyas zoi hilula, that it's a form of halal, doesn't mean it's actually halal. You have to follow the halachas of halal. And the same approach is cited by the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Zayin Simen Samech Aleph as well. On the notes to the Mikra Kodesh, I think it's his son-in-law, somebody who was the Av Beis in Yerushalayim, so Rav Yosef Cohen, so he says that perhaps the Megillah is like Shira. There's a famous Chakir of the Brisker Rav, that Halal Leil HaSeder is not regular Halal, it's Halal B'Shas Maisa. We are reenacting the actual leaving Mitzrayim, and therefore it's not just Halal, it's Shira. It's a reenactment of a spontaneous feeling of joy. We eat when we say Halal, we're sitting with wine, it's at night, we're sitting down, it's a different type of Halal. So says Rav Yosef Cohen, maybe it's the same thing. Maybe the reading of the Megillah is also this reenactment of Shira, this reenactment of a play of a spontaneous type of joy, and therefore that's why it's different as well. It comes from Bezalel Zsolti. Rav Bezalel Zsolti was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. So in his Mishas Yaivitz in Simen Samech Ayin Zayin in Or HaChaim in Os Gimel, so he has a different approach. He says that there are two dinim. He has a brisker chakira. Rav Zsolti always likes bringing chakiras in his pieces in halacha. So he says there's two dinim in halal. There's during the daytime. He says on one hand, it's a din in pirsumei nisa and mikra megillah. On the other hand, it's a din in halal and kriyas zui hilula. And he says, therefore, during the daytime, one should lichat chila stand for kriyas megillah. It's because the Shulchan Aruch writes, by halachas of halal, you should stand for halal. But at night, it's only pirsumei nisa. There's no kriyas zui hilula during nighttime, says Rav Zsolti, and not a halal, and therefore we don't say halal at night, and therefore at night it's mutter lechadchila to sit when reading Megillah. He says it's mutter lechadchila at night for the chazan to read Megillah during sitting, because it has no din of halal as well. Now, the above discussion was entirely really about the chazan l'shliach tzibur. It wasn't really about us, the tzibur, listening. It was about the person reading the Megillah. And it's clearly, according to almost all the poskim, that there's no inyan at all for the tzibur to stand. The whole discussion of the Mishnah and the Rishonim, the Achronim, is really about the person reading the Megillah. However, there is the Sefer Minhag Tov. The Sefer Minhag Tov in Simen Yud Gimel. The Minhag Tov is an anonymous work by a Tosfos who lived in the 13th century, who settled in Italy and wrote Minhagim of Italy. That's all we know about it. And it's cited here and there in Halacha. So he writes in Os Yud Gimel that it's proper to stand the whole tzibur because of Pirsumei. So listen to his words. Minhag Tov. It's a good minhag. That's why the book is called Minhag Tov, because every line begins Minhag Tov. They didn't have a better title for the manuscript, so they just titled it the first word. So he says, Minag Tov, Lishmoa Kriyas Megillas Esther Ba'amida, to hear Megillas Esther while standing. Mishum Pirsume Nisa, Bechein Minag Kishadim Shomea, Netzach V'Hatzalah Havav. If you got a letter in the mail from a beloved person telling you amazing news, you would stand up, you would jump out of your seat, you would read it, looking over every word, excited, standing on your toes, waiting to see what would happen. Hukoriya Yigeres Ba'amida, V'Al Ha'am Ba'amida. And therefore, he says, the whole tzibur should be standing up because we're reading the letter of our salvation with anticipation and trepidation of what's going to be. And therefore, he says, certainly it's a proper minhag to stand. There's a remez hinting to this as well. There is a medrash rab in Vayikra, in Perach of Zayin. This is actually the source of the minhag of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Brisker, to not cover the head with the talis during Kriya Shema. The medrash there says that when the kings of the world send out proclamations, when the nations get the proclamations, they stand with fear and awe and trepidation over the excitement or the fear of reading the letter. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on to say, but in my love letter that I send you, Shema, I tell you, B'shochav Kumecho, Lech Chavaderach, I want you to be relaxed. It's a sense of love of Avas Hashem, and therefore there's not a sense of Yira. That's why Rav Chaim Brisker would not cover his head with the talis during Kriya Shema, because covering your head with the talis is a sign of Yira and Pachad. And he would specifically take it off by Kriya Shema to show that Shema is not a time of Yira and Pachad, but a time of Avas Hashem, as opposed to Zvar Mishav Kedushin Shmon Esrei. But that's for another discussion. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sharni Halachos clearly says that Tzibur doesn't have to stand for Kriyas Megillah. He repeats this in the Alei Siach. There's no need to stand for Kriyas Megillah. Rabbi Harfenes, who's the Satmar Dayan in Williamsburg, so he writes in his Mikdash Yisrael and Purim Kuflam and Zion, there's no need to stand, but he cites the Sefer Minag Tov, who says it's a nice thing if someone wants to, but really no reason to go and do such a thing. Certainly, if there's a whole Tzibur who's sitting, to stand could look like Yura and could be being parishman at Sibur. What about the brachos? So the Pnei Yoshua says that the brachos for the Megillah are also recited while sitting. And he says it's not like other brachos or birchas ha-mitzvos which are recited while standing. He says those mitzvos are supposed to be done while standing, but Megillah is not supposed to be done while standing, it's supposed to be done while sitting. And the bracha should match the way the mitzvah is done, says the Pnei Yeshua. And the Sfas Emes argues and says, there's no evidence from the Mishnah that the brachas could be said while sitting. Rather, like all brachas and mitzvahs, and this is a famous Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis, in Perek, in Simen Ches, in Sifkas and in Gimel, where the Magen Avraham is a long arichas about the idea of standing for birchas ha-mitzvos, and the minhag is like the Magen Avraham, and the Prima Gadim says as well, that for the brachos in the Megillah, whenever you make a bracha on a mitzvah, we stand. He brings a number of drushas to explain why, and that's the minhag. We stand for the brachos, and we sit for the rest of the Megillah. Okay.